Namaste Namaha. See?
Inches back.
On my shoulder. Well, welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. As you can hear, my voice is a bit croaky. This is the Vishuddha Chakra. And it always happens when, in my life, which I know, major pivots and turning points happen. Changes. Certain things need to be expressed that have been held in too long in my heart space and it comes out. So, talking about exactly this, today I'd like to speak to you about truthfulness. I am studying currently with the Shaolin Temple Europe, the master program, and they speak also about the Four Noble Truths and then also about the philosophy in Buddhism. And they speak about when to be honest and not to be honest. And obviously not do this in front of people, finding the right time when to say something. And when you have held in too long certain things, they will build up. Yet again, truth can be really sharp as a knife. And sometimes you or we need to choose when we say it, when we know, okay, that's it. There's no turning back. I'm going to say it. And sometimes these are the moments, especially now that it's happening in Libra, which will happen tomorrow, that you need to close chapters, that certain things, behaviors, certain people around you and what you have done together with them just don't work for you anymore because you have lived up in your vibration. You have up and you cannot go further down. This is very normal. And that's, you hear this everywhere now happening. This is very normal. And sometimes this path feels lonely, but it's okay because you're just making space for new energy to come in, new people to come in. So coming back to truthfulness, many times we just do things because we would like to keep the relationship. We like to keep the attachment and the codependency. And that's a tendency of overgiving, overpleasing. Because we feel if we do it differently, we would maybe lose this person and this would feel differently. It's not worth to pretty much undermine our own authority and our own power by doing this. I give you an example. You have maybe had a relationship, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that you have been in a relationship for a long time, a loving relationship, and you normally trust this person, but you know exactly every time when you need this person will not be available because he or she will not be available because they don't see it as a necessity or importance to hold space for you at that time. When this happens, of course, we need to be independent and go through things ourselves. But we are also codependent, interdependent beings, not codependent beings, but interdependent, meaning we're social beings and we are a collective, a community that you can rely on if shit hits the fan. And if you've noticed that time and time and time again, it does not work. It's your choice to let go or not. And sometimes saying the truth and finding the right moment, the right timing to say it can be very hurtful for the other person and can be coming from as a surprise. And that's why it is really difficult and it is also very important to find the right timing, to not do this in front of people, to do this between the person and yourself, and to find the right words. Now, we are coming into Mercury retrograde, so we are in the shadow period now. So now it's very important to really voice things out properly and think about this. I'll give you an example. For me, for instance, I grew up as a ballet dancer, so people would directly put me in a box. I'm not very intelligent. I don't have the wits about me, which is not true. And it took me a long time during my childhood to have to prove myself that actually I'm quite academic and I actually quite smart, and especially business. The thing is, many people do not know you, and it's okay to be underestimated. That is fine. But in a certain stage, especially people who are close to you, it is important that you feel safe and protected, and you feel you can rely on these people. And the people who are close to you, that they also give you a chance to get to know you properly instead of putting you down most of the time, putting you down, demeaning, lecturing, patronizing. And these are ways of everything we do. There needs to be a way of understanding what is the intention behind this. Why would you want to do this? There are incidents sometimes in life where someone is really emotional and mentally not stable. I experienced that 2 days ago in a restaurant, and I could see directly in this woman, she was not fine. So that's why I stayed even calmer and more quiet, even though she lost the plot entirely, went actually for my throat, had her Albanian boyfriend running after me. It was quite surreal. And I thought, what lesson does this bring me? That brings me the lesson to stay centered, keep my truth, and be okay with that, and do not get torn left, right, and center because of someone's mental instability or way of living. And this can happen through drugs, alcohol, it can be of lack of sleep, it can be just someone who does not deal with depression properly or anxiety and not actually look at it. And that is okay because we're human, we're not perfect. But sometimes it's not easy for people to ask for help. And the truth, this expressing this truth, hey, I need your help, or can you please hold space for me? It's really difficult, and especially in this society. Because as much as we are striving for independence and not being codependent and attached, we're going exactly the opposite way. Where we think we don't need people, but we do need people. But it's also the right people within our lives. People who see you for who you are and sometimes give you a clap on the shoulder like, hey, awesome, you done well. And it does not happen very often. And this is what we see around us a lot, especially in this place where I live here, Monaco, where everything is pretty much measured by money, how much money someone makes, what people wear and who they know, but not really the person who's really the key person inside of you, the character, the personality, the spiritual being inside of you. And it happens that people fall away. It happens that maybe the habits from the past, if it's going out and getting totally drunk, taking drugs, or just spending huge amounts of money does not speak to you, is okay. And we're wobbling around. I'm wobbling around now because I have to find different ways. And since I'm now so multi-dimensional and multifaceted with my full-time work during the day in pharmaceutical, which is demanding, and running my self-care retreat in Sri Lanka from the 31st of July to the 12th of August, and launching the self-care program, so that's my own baby, and helping sometimes startup companies who have a great cause and a social impact to find the right people and making introductions. This is me embracing my multidimensional beings because it is important. So instead of going out and drinking, hanging around with people and gossiping about people, what I do at the moment at night is I work. I do things that I believe in. I believe in further developing myself and studying and learning. So my truth is not necessarily anyone else's truth. So what I'm saying to you, when you say things and what you say, these words can be really of essence. They can hurt, and sometimes they can rattle people open and waken them up because some certain things they have not been aware of, or they can just keep them asleep. So there are two options. Now, when you say something is important, or you just don't say anything. Now, for instance, with me, with my voice, I had to say something because it kept on being there. And then I know for myself. So this week, just be aware that you also say good things. Not just look at the bad things and criticizing, but actually give compliments to people. You know, like for instance, you have an assistant who has done always the best things, and she has been always on top of your agenda. She has always been good, you know, like scheduling everything, writing the letters. And suddenly you see one mistake. Instead of actually honoring and valuing this person by complimenting this person, you only see this one mistake. Come on. This is the teachings that I learned this week on the Buddhist teachings in Shaolin Temple. Namaste, namaha.